Tomorrow's World Marriage Day. So may God's blessing be upon all you spouses that share your love. And continue to enjoy each other's love for years to come. My lovely wife Jackie and I are working on 52 years to each other. Tomorrow is also, according to Pope John Paul II, World Day of the Sick. And he asks that we all remember to say a special prayer for somebody that we know that's not feeling completely 100%. And a prayer for the sick leads into today's gospel. The horrible disease of leprosy was something seen as a punishment from God. Even the apostles, in a different gospel, asked Jesus whose sins caused this problem, his or his parents. The law declared that the infected person to be unclean, and therefore lepers were forced to live away from settlements in order to prevent the transmission of their corruption to other people or to anything that they touched. In the gestures and the words of this leper seeking a cure from Jesus, we can see his prayer, which was full of faith, and his delight once he was cured. Jesus' own gestures and words show his compassion and authority. Jesus reached out and touched the leper, a very serious no-no in those times. The man prostrated himself on the ground, and as a sign of humility and shame, to teach each of us to be ashamed of the stains on our lives. But shame should not prevent us from confessing. The leper showed his wound to Jesus and begged for healing. "If you will," he says, "you can make me clean." He recognized that the Lord had the power to cure him. Jesus recognized the leper's faith and said, "I will be clean." The leprosy that we all suffer from is the unclean state of our soul. No matter how hard that we try, all of us do something every day in thought, word, or deed, whether major or minor, to take the smile off Jesus' face. I won't go through all the Ten Commandments. Nobody here wants to sit through a 30-minute homily. But tonight, when we say goodnight to Jesus, try to recognize your leprosy and strive to stay clean in spirit tomorrow. We certainly know Jesus better than a leper, yet he recognized in Jesus, by his faith and the power of prayer, that he would be cured. "If you will, you can make me clean." He did not say, "If you can, you can make me clean." Jesus gives us the tools to help our faith grow, and it is up to us to use them. Daily prayer and Mass with communion give us the wisdom and the strength to walk in Jesus' footsteps. Jesus' mission here on earth was to teach us to love his Father as he did. He wants us to show our love by how we serve others. If we learn to see Jesus in the people that we meet, they will recognize that our faith is in our heart and not on our sleeves. It is not complicated. The more that we do it, the easier it gets. Jesus wanted people to know his Father, yet he told the leper not to say anything about how he was cured. I thought that was strange. Wouldn't people be more apt to listen to the Son of God than they were to this stranger? Some of you may have heard this example before, but bear with me. Use your imagination. Let's just say that for the honor and glory of God, I was able to cure the sick. As I was standing up here, one of you knew that and came forward to be healed. And then someone else came, and someone else, and someone else, and so on and so on. Pretty soon my 30 minutes up here would be used up, and I would not be able to give you my thoughts on the gospel as I'd planned to do. Jesus would not be able to help the many if he were confined to the few. We have the same opportunity as a leper, through our faith, to seek and recognize the healing powers of Jesus. Our prayers are often answered, but not necessarily how we'd planned. Our prayers may not heal, but they will at least give us the strength to deal with our problems. Many people don't recognize when their prayers are answered. Let's just say you lose your job and you pray to get it back. Instead, you get a better job. Technically, your exact prayer was not answered, but God had a better idea. On the lighter side, a lady was in the hospital waiting for a heart surgery the next morning. She was laying in bed, wide awake, a nervous wreck. She looked up and saw God sitting at the foot of her bed. And she says, "Oh God, am I going to die?" He says, "Oh no, you'll live for another 30 years. She said, "Thank you," and fell asleep. In the morning, she decided to ask the doctor to change some things as long as she had 30 more years to live. He agreed. He agreed to add some here, take away some there, to remove her wrinkles, fix her nose, make her ears smaller, and oh yes, she'd always wanted to be a blonde. When she woke up, she couldn't believe how she looked. After 3 weeks, she was released from the hospital and looking forward to starting her new life. She walked out the door, stepped off the curb, and a bus hit and killed her. In heaven, she saw God again and said, "Hey, I thought you said I had 30 years to go." God looked at her for a minute, looked at her again, says, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you." Today, as we use this liturgy to prepare to receive the true body of Christ in the Eucharist, let us pray that we may lead our lives every day so that God will recognize our clean spirit, so that God will recognize our daily prayer, and so God will recognize our ability to serve others and recognize us by our wisdom to see Jesus in the people we meet. God bless you.